Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
The Kenai City Council met on Wednesday, November 1st, to authorize an employee health care and basic life insurance. If this resolution were to be adopted, it would be effective starting on January 1st, 2024. According to City Manager Terry Eubank, when the city budgeted for the 2024 fiscal year, it included a projected 8.5% increase.
The rate increase that we were proposed by Primera originally was 18.5%. We did receive a second quote from a competitor Moda, and Primera did then reduce their initial quote from 18.5% to 8.5%.
In the past year, employees were given two options, a $2,000 deductible plan and a $3,000 deductible plan. But now, the proposal would only mean to offer the $3,000 deductible plan while leaving the net decibel for employees unchanged.
The last key point is that we are recommending a switch in the provider for our life insurance for employees and the ancillary coverages, the optional coverages that employees are able to purchase at their discretion. We're switching to Lincoln Financial.
Councilmember Alex Thoffitt did voice some concerns over the increase for health insurance.
We're definitely going to have to look at, in budget where our increases might have to come. If we keep seeing a 10% increase or more each year, it's going to be a sizable increase to our cost of health insurance in the next 5 to 10 years.
Human Resources Director Stephanie Randall said that the 2024 healthcare costs are expected to increase nationwide. So the ability to keep the costs around the same percentage is very good.
I know one of the things that we're talking about in the future is moving to a qualifying high deductible health plan that would have an HSA, might be able to continue to move our premiums or keep our premiums low.
After a unanimous vote, the resolution was enacted. Anthony Pisano has been convicted of a 2017 triple homicide. For more information, we turn to KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A jury returned guilty verdicts on Monday, November 6th, in the case of State of Alaska versus Anthony Pisano. Pisano, 49, was found guilty for the triple homicide that occurred in the Bullion Brothers store on Spinard Road in Anchorage on September 12, 2017. The jury issued verdicts on 10 separate counts covering the intentional murders of Stephen Cook, 31, Daniel McCready, 31, and Kenneth Hartman, 48, and the assault of surviving eyewitness Michael Dupree, who was 26 at the time of the shootings. Jury selection began in the case on August 14th. Due to the length of the trial, the jury panel was ultimately reduced to 11 jurors by the consent of both the state and the defendant. The jury heard closing arguments on Thursday, November 2nd. The state presented more than 1,000 pieces of evidence and more than 50 witnesses in the nearly three-month trial. The case was originally tried in 2020 at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic when, mid-trial, the courthouse shut down, with only emergency hearings occurring. The first jury was unable to reach a unanimous verdict. The case was investigated by the Anchorage Police Department and tried by the Anchorage District Attorney Brittany Dunlop and Assistant Attorney General Kristen Tendy. Sentencing is set for May 23rd. Pisano faces a maximum of 99 years for each of the three counts of murder in the first degree. After Monday's finding of guilty, he's not entitled to bail and will be held pending sentencing. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
An Anchorage grand jury on Monday, November 6th, added felony counts and two additional corporate defendants in a criminal case involving the MediCenter, a trade name for a number of medical clinics that operated on the Kenai Peninsula between 2014 and 2019. In October, an Anchorage grand jury returned 23 true bills, each for fraudulent billing to the Alaska Medicaid program. Coming up, we'll take a look at your news headlines from Wednesday.